then please understand what pleases God is what he does, not what I do, not what you do, what he does. So I'm back to this old ideal of what does obedience mean then? The obedience that God is looking for from me is to simply trust faith in his Spirit. This pleases God. Why? Because now the Spirit can do work that pleases God because it's God's work. It's God doing it. So we come back to me. What's my part that pleases God? Will you trust me? Will you let me do it through you? Or do you have to keep trying to do it? Okay, let's look at the next one. I want to get through this. Let's look at another passage on faith. And again, any questions on this that pertains to what we're looking at, please take that. 1 John. One of the interesting things about 1 John in this epistle is the absence, really, of the Holy Spirit. Now, he's there, but I meant a lot. The absence of faith, the presence of love. All the way through, it's remarkable how many times love is used in this epistle, but that's what the epistle is about. James is about faith, John, 1 John is about love. But he does talk about faith. He does talk about it if we'll see where he's doing it. Okay, 1 John 5, verse 1, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Now, boy, there's just 100 ways I'm finding to study John, to put things together. Let me see how you see this. See, what John says is, I write these things that you may know that if you believe in the name of Jesus, you have eternal life. Okay. Now, how many of you see that in verse 1, he is setting this up as a condition for salvation, or is he setting this up as something that will start to happen by the power of the Spirit opening your eyes? Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Is he saying that you have to believe those things, or that the one who believes that we know something about that person, they're born of God? See, that's what he's saying. Because all a person has to do for salvation is simply to believe in the person of Jesus Christ. I see some wrinkled eyebrows. What are you saying? All right, let me show you what I'm trying to say to you. Look at chapter 5, verse 13. Chapter 5, verse 13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. How do you have eternal life? By believing in the name of the Son of God and believing in Jesus Christ. Boom, you're saved. Now, in our passage, verse 1, things that start happening. There are a lot of things you're going to start believing and seeing by the Holy Spirit and resurrection and a lot of things. And this is one of them. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Messiah is born of God. And whoever loves the Father loves the child born of Him, that is Jesus Christ. By this we know that we love the children of God. Who are the children of God? All believers who are in Christ. We have, when we love God and observe His commandments. Okay, what are His commandments? His commandments are faith and love. I'll show you that. By this we know, not by what we say, by what we claim, by our doctrine, but here's what authenticates it. By this we know, paralleled with John 13:35, by the way, by this we know that we love the children of God. Now note again the importance of love in dealing with one another. This is what authenticates our relationship with one another. When we love God and observe His commandments. What commandments? All the commandments? The Mosaic Law? No, not at all. And he even tells us which one. Look at 1 John 2. And let me show you something here. Oh, excuse me. 1 John 3, verse 23. 1 John 3, 23. This is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he commanded us. the one who keeps his commandments, what are they? Faith and love, abides in him. And he in him. We know by the